Greetings, boys and girls, and welcome to this week's edition of Nothing But the Blues. I'm the Colonel, Mark Doherty, and you can hear Nothing But the Blues every week in Brisbane on 4ZZZ and around the country on community radio, thanks to the Community Radio Network. And you can catch up with missed programs by going to the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au. Click on the program guide for 102.1 and you'll find Nothing But the Blues on the Tuesday program. Click on there and after that it gets pretty easy. So, as usual, I'm going to start off with an instrumental and it comes from Brisbane's retro band, swing band, concentrating on music from the 40s and 50s. And this is their version of the Dick Tracy theme. That was Boneyard from Desi D and the Stingrays from Brisbane. Well, this week on Nothing But the Blues, I'm going to take a personal wander down memory lane, as old people are wont to do, and I'm going to go back to my teenage years in the 1960s in Brisbane. Now, commercial radio was our source of new music back then, and as now, commercial radio stations had playlists. Somebody decided what songs were going to be played and what songs weren't going to be played. But in most of the main cities in Australia, there seemed to have been at least one disc jockey who would buck the trend and would decide that they had found some music that they thought should be heard, even if it's not on the station playlist. In Melbourne, that guy was Stan Rofe, I believe. And for me, in Brisbane, on 4BC, it was a guy called Jeff Robertson. And he had a short program each weeknight, and he was a lover of Black American music, and he would sneak in the odd track from guys like Otis Redding and Booker T and the MGs and so forth. And I believe it was around about 1966 he started playing album tracks from, bands like Cream and Jimi Hendrix. But he also started playing some Black American blues. I was previously only aware of English beat groups and, the Stones and the Beatles. But on this particular night, Jeffrey Robertson played two songs by Chicago blues artists, and I have never forgotten those because they changed my life. And I'm going to play those two tracks for you right now. This first one was only a few years old when I heard it. It was recorded in 1962 in Chicago, but to me it seemed to come from another planet.
Watch train moved down the track. Times I once have had, so got happy, my heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you.
That was the great Sonny Boy Williamson with Bring It On Home. And those two tracks introduced me to the joys of Chess Records and Chicago Blues, surprisingly heard on commercial radio in the mid-60s in Brisbane. What I didn't know at the time was that there was a local band playing that song, the Purple Hearts, later to become much lauded as the early purveyors of rhythm and blues and garage music in Australia, were playing in Brisbane and led by singer and harmonica player Mick Hadley. Mick Hadley had arrived from the UK. He came from London in 1962, where he had recently been exposed to the Rolling Stones, the very early incarnation of the Rolling Stones, and the early London blues movement. And when he got to Brisbane, he decided that he was going to establish a band that played that kind of music. And he did, with Lobby Lloyd on guitar. And I'm going to play you two tracks from 1966, recorded by Mick Hadley and the Purple Hearts. Mick Hadley later became a friend of mine and a great inspiration, and one of the reasons that I ended up starting to play harmonica and sing myself. So, Mick, the late Mick Hadley, this one is for you.
Thank you.
Two tracks there from the beginnings, the very early days of Australian recording of rhythm and blues, and that was Brisbane's Purple Hearts. Now, when I first started broadcasting this program, Nothing But the Blues, back in 1978, there was very little available of Australian recordings of blues or rhythm and blues. These days, announcers like myself are spoiled for material. It's hardly a week goes by without a quality new release from somebody in the Australian blues scene. But back then in the 1970s, once a year on Australia Day or Invasion Day, I would try to program 1 hour of Australian blues music. And I've got to tell you, I was really scratching around to find material to play. So certainly the Purple Hearts would have been on the playlist, and this next gentleman would also have been on the playlist. Down in Melbourne, there was a guy called Dutch Tilders who was playing fingerstyle guitar, just like those old cats back in the 1920s and 30s, and sounding so good. He recorded a number of albums for Eureka Records in the 1970s, and this next recording comes from, I think it was 1974 or 75. Now, Dutch Tilders was a big fan of Big Bill Brunsey, and the first song that we'll hear is Dutch's cover of a Brunsey tune, and that's followed by one of Dutch's own songs.
It was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. It was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, not a thing there could I find. Well, I dreamt that I was in heaven, having me a real good time. And I was just so lovely, there was nothing to worry my mind, but that was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, not an angel could I find. And I dreamt I was rich and famous, riding around a limousine. And I was chauffeur driven by the prettiest little thing you've ever seen. But that was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, catching a train one more time, then I dreamt I was playing poker. I played the ponies too. I dreamt I won me so much money, and I just didn't know what to do. But that was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, not a penny could I find. Then I dreamt I was at this party, having me a real good time. I had a little girl in each arm, and they was both feeding me beer and wine. But that was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, not a drink there could I find. And I dreamt that I got married. I started me a family. I dreamt I had 10 children, and they all just looked like me. But that was just a dream. Yes, what a dream I had on my mind. 'Cause when I woke up, baby, not a child there looked like mine. Know what I've been doing, telling you what I've been doing. When you don't get home soon, baby, it'll be my ruin. Since you've been gone, I got it in my head. Something got in my head. Sitting up late at night, I don't want to go to bed. Way past midnight, honey, it feels so wrong. Oh, darling, all so wrong. Creep around the house at night, 'cause I can't stand to sleep alone. Oh, honey, there's peaches on the tree. Sweet peaches on the tree. Oh, won't you come on home soon and turn them down on me. Royal, it ain't the kind of royal, but I'm your red but lover man. I near my teddy boil. You got something, darling, it's plain to see. Well, damn it, it's plain to me. I want you to come on home, baby, and try to lose on me. And if I don't get to sleep tonight, at least I'll rest my head.
Hi, I'm the Colonel, and this is Nothing But the Blues. And this week on Nothing But the Blues, I'm celebrating some of the early Australian blues recordings. And you've just been listening to Dutch Tilders, and on that last track he was accompanied by Jim Conway on harmonica. Now, of course, Jim and his brother Mick formed the Captain Matchbox Whoopee Band. And in Sydney, there were another two brothers who became the basis of one of Australia's longest-running bands. In 1967, the Four Day Riders were formed with the King brothers, Ron on harmonica and Jeff on guitar. Now, over the years, the lineup of the band has changed, but those two have remained at the core of the band, and it's still operating in Sydney these days. In 1974, the Four Day Riders recorded their first album, a live album recorded at one of their favourite haunts, French's Wine Bar. And it was in that same year that they supported B.B. King on his first tour of Australia. And a photo exists of the three King brothers. That's Ron, Jeff and B.B. So from that album, I'm going to play you a couple of tracks, and this features Lonesome Harvey Fisk on lead guitar and vocals. As I said, the sort of front person in the band varied over the years, but this was a great period of time with Lonesome Harvey out front. And the Four Day Riders didn't play English-style rhythm and blues. They didn't play the later sort of 70s boogie style. They remained fairly true to the Memphis and Chicago ensemble style of blues, and I think Australian musical history is all the better for it. Sydney's very wonderful four-day ride is still going strong after 50 years. And that was recorded back in 1974 with Ron King on harmonica, Jeff King on slide guitar, and Lonesome Harvey Fisk on lead guitar and vocals. This week on Nothing But the Blues, having a look way, way back to the early days of Australian blues. Australian blues hit its absolute apex in terms of public acceptance in 1971 when an Australian blues recording went to number one on the national top 40 charts. And that was Chain with Black and Blue featuring Brisbane boy Matt Taylor on vocals and harmonica. And if you haven't heard it before, here is that classic track.
You work me so hard that my back's near broke.
Where's
my brow is wet and my throat's a choke. I miss my bed. Ain't seen a gal since I don't know when. And the way you treat me, won't see one again.
think about it, it happens every day. I should think of the present, 'cause the present's now. Well, I remember when I was young, how one and Trippin's got you to the movies. To look tough, we'd light a smoke and very nearly choke, but we had a real good time.
So 2 years after Chain had their success with Black and Blue, Matt Taylor on his own almost repeated the success. That song you've just heard, I Remember When I Was Young, was very successful for Matt Taylor, and many people remember it to this day. So that was 1973 with Matt Taylor, and you're with me, the Colonel, on Nothing But the Blues. There's time for more. And in fact, I'm going to play you tracks by two of the greatest blues vocalists of the 1960s and 70s in Australia. So first up is Ms. Renee Geyer. And I'm pretty sure that Kevin Borich is responsible for the slide guitar on this track.
I believe I dust my brew. I want to tell you about my main, main girl. Oh, she's all right with me. And I want to tell you about my main, main girl. Oh, her name is Fannie Mae. Tell me what's wrong with me. Well, I ain't in trouble, just so full of misery. Fannie Mae, baby, won't you please come home? Fannie Mae, baby, won't you please come home? Well, I eat to myself, baby, ever since you've been gone. I can hear your name ringing all down the line. Whoa, I can hear your name ringing all down the line. I wanna know if you love me, baby, or am I just wasting my time?
Strictly speaking, a New Zealander, but of course we claimed him for ourselves. That was Max Merritt and the Meteors. Fabulous band, saw them many times, most impressive. Max Merritt with Fannie Mae. And for people who are leaving us early, that's your lot this week for Nothing But The Blues. I'm the Colonel. You can hear Nothing But The Blues in Brisbane on 4ZZZ, and you can hear the program on community radio stations all over Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now, in Brisbane, I'm currently running a blues jam every Sunday afternoon at the Morrison Hotel. And last weekend, we had a visit from Neil Williams. Neil Williams is a singer and guitar player from Victoria, where he fronts Willie and the Dixons. And so thanks, Neil, for coming and playing with us. And here is a track from his band's album Vaporizer, as one of Neil's own compositions.
disposition and a nasty attitude. A husband ain't much better, but what else can that poor man do? You think that you got problems, can't find happiness no more. At least you ain't got Witchy Boo living right next door. In the daytime she goes nursing, God help those helpless souls. She gets home barking orders, still playing that matron role. Noise, complaints, letters, I wish they'd let me be. I'm selling up and I'm going, gotta let that family be. You think that you got problems, can't find happiness no more. But at least you ain't got the clampets living right next door. Till I finally meet my end. First thing that I'm gonna do, my spirit I'm gonna send. I'm gonna settle in their attic, make bumps and squeaks at night, and haunt them to their dying day, wake them with a fright. You think that you got problems, can't find happiness no more. But at least you ain't got the Adams family living right next door.